Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon, coming to you live from Eagle Watch Golf Course, the Brown Grass Classic 92.9 The Game Golf Tournament. Second year we've been up here, always a great time. Just saw Carl Dukes actually come through. I don't know, is that 18? It must be 18 because it finishes right here. It looked like they made a birdie. So good for Carl and the Carl Dukes group.
You know, the one thing about it, and me and you, I played plenty of scrambles and foursomes and best ball and everything like that. As the guy who not a very good golfer, they usually let you put it in, and you feel so good.
Yeah, it's always
you
like
do. Yeah, they usually let you know the guy who is not you know, and Carl's a much better golfer than I am. But yeah, they let you. Yeah, it's when they come, when you're like the guest guy.
Yeah,
and you put it in.
But I'll say this though, I bet you're functional in a scramble because you can hit it off the tee.
Oh, I'm not bad. I'm not bad at
you get off the tee pretty good with your driver.
Yes, I'm not bad at all in scrambles. My biggest thing in scrambles is that you got to be a consistent contributor to the scramble. You know, and we found out already from some people, and I did not make this up. I made a suggestion. I had some fun. Squidbilly cheats.
At golf. Yeah.
They say his team, and I think him and Big Mike are on the same team. Mm-hmm. So if they come in here, all right, I want everybody to be skeptical.
If they win. Yeah.
If Big Mike and Squidbilly's team, from what these people told me.
Yeah.
All right.
And these people, just so the listener knows,
these
people are golfers that golf with Squidbilly a lot.
And they come over here and told us this.
A.K.A. experts on whether or not he would be.
They came and told me this.
Yeah, Andy. They're just giving you information. That's good.
They said it's eight cheats. That's all I'm going to say. All right. That's what they told me.
I'll go one step further.
Okay.
I'm not surprised. Not surprised to hear that. Doesn't surprise me.
I'm just telling you. This is what they told me. They said.
Believable.
Squidbilly has a minus 30 handicap.
Uh-huh.
It's like.
Yeah. You like to keep a big handicap for stuff like this.
Yeah. I was like, all
get
right.
Get strokes and all that
all
kind
right,
of stuff.
Okay.
I don't know if they're probably not doing that in this tournament, but when they're out here doing men's club stuff, yeah.
But this is why
nice to have a 30
I need you to bring this thing home, man.
I will.
All right, I need you to bring it home.
Now, get out there and start dealing.
The thing with it is, you're not going to have no warm-up time.
I don't
time.
Have a 30 handicap.
You're not going to have no warm-up time? No, nothing. You're going to have to hit the ground running.
I am. All right, I'm already running.
So we got to have you. We got to get you. So you need to get some calisthenics going.
I went out to the range. Before you got here, when I parked this morning, I went and hit a few balls at the range.
But then you sat down and cooled off. You know what? What you just did is the same thing whenever we go out, whenever we get to a stadium and everything. As a player, and guys go out there like 3 hours before the game, and they be doing the pretty ass shuffles and everything, and the tights, you know, shirt looking all like, and then come back to the locker room 2 hours. What the hell was the purpose of going out there?
I did take my shirt off at the range too. So you're right. That's exactly what I did. Exactly right.
You're doing all the hurdles when all the fans walking in, looking at you, doing the high knees and runs and stuff like
with your headphones on,
and jamming. And then you go back to the locker room and sit for an hour.
That's just –
I'm like, what the
I've always
that?
Thought
–
you can
that?
Tell me if I'm wrong about this or not. I've always thought guys just do that in the hope that, like, the TV cameras are out there early getting B-roll for the broadcast.
No doubt.
And they're like, they're going to show what a hard worker I am. And also, I'm jacked.
No
and
doubt.
I want people to see it on TV.
Andy, I used to do that. In my first couple of years, I used to go out there, do my hot steps.
Yeah, so the ladies would see it on TV. That's smart.
And then, like, probably 30, I'm like, what the hell was the point of that? I'm like, damn, I can warm up during warm-ups.
Yeah, that's what they call warm-ups for.
Yeah, that's what they call warm-ups for. I don't need all – I'm from Folk Valley, all right? We didn't stretch in Folk Valley, all right? All right, we got to Anderson Fieldhouse, and then we went kicked off the football. We didn't do no stretching and all that. I'm from the country.
Here's my warm-up. I'm going to get something to drink from the bar on my way out there.
Don't get a purple drink.
Huh?
Don't get a purple drink.
No transfusions?
Don't get purple drink, man, please.
If I call it the purple drink, is it better?
I don't know, dog, because I felt a certain type of way.
Transfusions are so good.
I felt a certain type of way last year when we was here.
I know.
And they were drinking the purple drinks, man.
I know. I had a few.
Yeah, I know.
I had a few of those. Now, last year I had a ride home. I had Abe, so
we got to take it easy today. Let me leave first.
You'd be embarrassed to be next to me?
Yeah, let me leave first.
Oh,
let me
all right.
First. And man. I know for everybody, Randy, you crazy. You're trying to. I'm not saying they're not good.
You're just saying
I'm just saying there's certain people.
And you don't want to see me have
exactly.
One. But you've seen me have a few.
If Abe had one, and I feel a certain type of way. If Abe had it, fine. Yeah. You know what? I feel a certain type of way if Bo had it.
Okay.
If Bo had it, and I'm talking about Big Bo back in the studio. Yeah. Okay, our Bo.
The Bo who doesn't cheat at golf.
Yes. If Bo had it, I feel a certain type of way.
Okay.
All right. That's all.
All right.
You can drink what you want to drink. But if I see you with it, I'm just like, all right. That won't be as hard.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I'll just have some beer. All right? Just have a beer. don't want to embarrass you. Embarrass our show. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Pressure from UMass. Georgia sees it. They go to Cass Jones. Touchdown, Bulldogs. 8 yards out.
There you go. Cash Jones gets in the end zone.
Cash money, baby.
Nate Frazier got in three times himself. Carson Beck threw for four. They scored 59 points. Right. Like, obviously, the defense wasn't great, but, you know, how much work were they doing to get ready for UMass anyway? According to Brett McMurphy, zero.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, you're getting ready for a team like Georgia Tech and what they pull and all those different things. You know, you kind of can double team the scouting. In a week,
sure,
or something like that.
Sure.
First of all, it was special being up there, Bump, because it was senior day. And so you got an opportunity to see all the seniors run out, Carson Beck and Chambliss and Cash and guys like that. And then I looked and I was like, that's what they're losing? What's coming back?
That's the thing. Like, no offense to those guys, but yeah, like, there's a lot coming back.
Yeah, so you're like, damn, you know, when you sit there and watch that. But bless them, and I always love to see their families and everything like that. But, yeah, I think that when you look at the way Georgia played, I don't want to say they were unprepared. They just didn't do what they were supposed to do assignment-wise. Yeah. All the big plays came off of Georgia mistakes. You know what I mean? Like, if Georgia was locked in like they're supposed to be, then quarterback running on the first third down ain't going like it did for 60 yards.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and so, and I don't want to, you know, I want to give UMass credit. Got a chance to see my former teammate, Jermaine Wiggins, because both him and his beautiful wife, both of their sons play for UMass.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, help me out with him.
Okay.
Because he's a Northeastern guy,
yes,
obviously,
yes.
If anybody's ever heard
Wiggy
him talk.
Wiggy was at Marshall with Coach Donnan.
Okay.
And then when Coach Donnan took the job at Georgia, Wiggy and Orlando's Gary came with him.
Okay. Yeah. He's from Massachusetts.
Yes, like, yes. But he was at Marshall.
Okay.
And then when Coach Donnan came.
Because I was like, he is the least Georgia sounding.
That's my brother right there. God. And his beautiful wife, who, like, when I got to Georgia, they were married already. And never knew that. I was like, "He what?
Wow!
Y'all married and everything." He lives, but yeah, I got to see them. And it was so good to see them. I ain't seen them in like 15 years.
And both of his sons play for UMass.
And both of his sons play for UMass.
That's so cool.
And both of them look just like him, built like him, and everything like that.
Do they play tight end?
They play defensive line.
Okay.
Built like him.
Yeah.
Wiggy built like a defensive line with little legs. That's what I told him. Built like a little line with little legs. But that's my man. But no, I mean, I think that was the biggest thing with Georgia was, you know, the assignment part of defensively, just doing.
It was sloppy.
Sloppy. Yep. Exactly. And so, you know, obviously, we know we got to clean this up for Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's coming in. They're ready. They're fired up. They're very confident.
And they're good.
And they're good.
Yeah, they're a good football
team. That's the thing about it.
They're good.
Like,
good
you gave
team.
Up all those yards to UMass. You're going against a team that wants to run the ball and is better.
Yep.
And better personnel.
And it's, you know, I'm not to minimize what they've done this year or what their goals are versus Georgia or anything like that, but this is the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Like, and
yes.
Because of the way things happened on Saturday, obviously, Georgia's not going to view it this way, but they could probably lose this game, win the SEC championship game, and still get into the playoff.
Kirby, don't care
They're
about
not
it.
Viewing it no. that way. Obviously, you're no. not thinking about it like that. It would have a little bit more flavor to it if you're Georgia Tech and you're like, we beat these guys, we knock them out of the playoff.
They're not
like that. That's simple as that.
I can look. Ain't nobody look. That's the thing about this game against Georgia Tech. And people are like, oh, no, Georgia ain't looking past this game.
No, absolutely not.
We know what kind of team this is.
Yeah.
We know what Georgia Tech does. This ain't old school, like, this ain't Jeff Collins.
This isn't
Georgia
5 years ago.
No, it's not. Kirby knows this.
3 years ago.
And his team knows this. They're going to be ready to play Friday night. Mm-hmm. Come on. Because y'all been doing all that bumping into the gums. Hell with Georgia, which I freaking love.
Yeah, it's great.
But. All right.
It's great. Ramp it up.
All right.
Make it as fun and as contentious,
yep,
and a rivalry, everything.
Yep.
That's what you want.
Yep.
Speaking of all of the stuff that happened on Saturday, we'll get Bill Bender in here in about 10 minutes, sporting news, college football reporter, one of our favorite guys to talk college football with. But it was chaos. I mean, it was full chaos. Last week we hinted at some of the ways that Georgia could get into the SEC championship game, but we're like, you know what? We'll see how Saturday plays out. If we have to talk about it next week, we will.
Right.
Well, Saturday played out to where we don't even have to talk about scenarios. Georgia's in the SEC championship game.
They're in the damn SEC championship game, which is unbelievable to me because of what you just said. We kept saying, no, we'll talk about it on Monday.
Yeah, in order to get there.
All the scenarios.
In order to get there, Alabama, Ole Miss, and Texas A&M all had to lose, and they did.
Yep, which is great.
They did.
Every scenario Georgia needed to happen to get into the SEC championship happened.
And it all happened in one day.
One,
because we were talking about
hour.
It. We were talking about it as
within an hour.
Right, it all happened all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, you're Indiana. You're sitting there. You just got your clock cleaned by Ohio State, and then all that stuff happens right behind you, and you're like, oh, all right, never mind. We're good. We're fine. We're still going to drop. Like, we dropped. We got one loss to drop. But Indiana's now sitting pretty. They're probably going to the playoff.
Yeah.
After they walked off that field on Saturday
Ejected,
after Ohio State.
Everything.
They're like, who knows? Who knows? People already didn't respect us, and then we lose like that. Yeah, for those teams all to lose right behind them keeps them alive. Tennessee benefited from it, obviously, playing UTEP and beating them 56-0. And Georgia benefits from it, too, in my opinion, because now they're in the SEC championship game. You win the SEC championship game, you got to buy.
Yeah.
Like, that's –
Yeah,
from 2 weeks ago, 15 days ago,
they're out of the playoffs.
They lose to Ole Miss, and it's like, dang, this is tough. Now they're a win away from getting a bye.
They're out of the playoffs. They were out of the playoffs.
College football's,
you know what I mean? Awesome. They dropped 9 freaking spots.
Yeah. By the way, still no one's done that. Alabama got beat 24-3 by Oklahoma, and they dropped 6 spots.
9 freaking spots. Yeah. Georgia dropped.
Ole Miss dropped 6 spots. Indiana got their clock cleaned. They've dropped 5 spots. No one. Colorado dropped 7 spots. That's the most anybody dropped this week.
I'm just telling you, dog. Jabba the Ward.
Now, and that's the AP. So.
Jabba the Ward, man. I'm telling you. He ain't forgave us what we did to them in that Orange Bowl.
That's true.
I don't know if he was the AD there then, but it don't matter.
He's a Michigan guy.
He's a Michigan guy.
Yeah, Michigan man.
Yeah.
As they call it.
Yeah, Michigan. Michigan man.
So pretentious.
I'm just curious. Like I know they got the big quarterback and everything, but we sure Sharon is that guy? Jim Harbaugh, love you, man.
I don't know.
I freaking love you. We did it for him.
He's emotional.
He's a crier. He damn sure is.
Speaking of the guy who he did it for, they play tonight, too, the Harbaugh Bowl, Monday Night Football.
It's going to be so much great. I love when those Super
– I love it.
Because it's going to be a physical football game. We know that.
Yep.
It's going to be physical as hell. Can Lamar get it done against a physical pursuing defense? Meaning, because those have they usually give him trouble. If you want to mow like the Pittsburgh and all those different things, we know this. I think Abe told me. Did you say that Roquan's going to be out tonight? Like, their defense stinks.
Yeah, that's not good. That doesn't help at all.
Their defense stinks. Considering what John wants to do.
Also, Falcons' next opponent. So you're watching tonight. You're scouting.
They're not going to change who
they are.
You're
scouting, Falcons fans.
They're not going to change who they are.
You might not have got a chance to see them play much this year. You can watch them play tonight.
They're going to play a lot of big personnel on offense.
They're going to hit really hard.
And hit you
in the
face. They're
going to run the ball a lot.
And then defensively, they're going to play personnel, and they're going to hit you in the
face. It's going to look a lot like Michigan the last handful of years. All right, we'll come back. Bill Bender's going to join us. We'll talk some college football with him, get his thoughts on everything that went down on Saturday, who benefited from it, who still needs to win, some more chaos scenarios. Bill Bender joins us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What? 20 minutes away from the AMs up here on a Monday afternoon. 1 o'clock hour on the midday show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Like we mentioned throughout the show today, only 2 shows this week.
Yes.
So we're going to try to get as much into these 2 as we possibly can. Obviously, today is a big reaction day to what happened over the weekend. Tomorrow, I mean, rivalry games on Friday and Saturday in college football, and then obviously the Falcons on Sunday,
right.
And we'll do our best to look ahead to all that kind of stuff on the show tomorrow. But I certainly wanted to have on to talk about all the stuff, all the chaos from college football on Saturday was Bill Bender from the Sporting News, college football reporter and columnist, one of our favorite guys to talk
Double
to.
Double B!
Bill, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for the time. Perspective about the 12-team playoff year. What's the biggest way that this has changed things? I find it to be pretty entertaining the way that it's gone, but what do you feel like is the biggest change that's taken place this fall with the 12-team playoff versus what we've seen in years past?
There are trade-offs. Trade-off being the regular season's been fun, but consequences are less. You know, in past years, Georgia would lose that Alabama game and it would impact the entire season. Now, you know, there's the possibility of having 2 3-loss teams playing the SEC championship game. I mean, those are the kind of – it's made my head spin, honestly. It's harder to pick games on a week-to-week basis. I'll admit that. My against-the-spread picks have not been great. I'm actually doing way better in the NFL.
Yeah, me too. Way better in the NFL this year.
So all of that, take it into account. We've got a really fun rivalry week and conference championship in store. And I think the SEC, the problem is Kirby's right. It's really hard to win on the road. Start doing it. So that's made it interesting.
Yeah.
B, when you look at it, go back to Georgia and everything, and you go into the week, going to yesterday's Saturday's afternoon game, they're going against UMass, obviously, whatever. But it's like, okay, there's so many scenarios for them to be able to play in Atlanta in the SEC championship game. I mean, especially when you go back to the Ole Miss loss. Did you ever think that Georgia, especially since the Ole Miss loss, that they would be in this predicament because of what happened for the teams in front of them?
If you'd have told me that at 3:30, even after Ole Miss loss, I said probably not, right? Like Alabama's going to win, and they went on the road and played horrible. So the fact that Georgia has clinched and is playing the winner of that Texas-Texas A&M game in the SEC championship game is really interesting to me. Georgia, I would term them as this. I think Ohio State's been the most consistent team in the country the Oregon game notwithstanding. That was on the road. They lost by 1 point. I think Georgia, Oregon, I'm going to laugh, Notre Dame, and those are kind of the teams that, to me, Texas, those are the ones that look national championship caliber. I think there's about five or six teams.
Now, I don't laugh because a couple of my coworkers were saying the same thing before the show today. We were talking about what teams you had in that group, and they put Notre Dame in there as well. Bill Bender joining us here from the Sporting News, talking college football. And this is unknowable. Like, we'll be able to look back on this and talk about it 10 years from now if it's what happens. But it's kind of fun to guess at. Do you feel like this era is creating this parity? Like, is this parity here to last, or is this just a one-year thing where a lot of the teams at the top are similar to the teams in the middle?
Well, the parity, but the teams we just listed are, you know, they've been in the playoff most of the time, with the exception of Oregon and Texas. Texas was there. Texas is the only one of those five teams that was in it last year. So I don't think the Ohio State dominance or the Georgia dominance will go away. I just think it creates interesting news stories. None larger the last couple weeks than Arizona State. Like, they lost to Cincinnati, right? Like, is that a bad one? Like, they playing very well in the Big 12, where the parity is supreme. The gap between State and even Oklahoma State at the bottom, who hasn't won a Big 12 game, is not that large.
Bill, who's a three-loss team? Because we were talking earlier. Let me go back. Who is the team outside the SEC and the Big Ten who could probably get a second team in? And who would they be, you thought?
Well, ACC. I think SMU and Miami can both get in if they take care of business this week. But there is a scenario, and I sketched this out for Sporting News today. Imagine if Clemson was in South Carolina. I'll answer your first question. South Carolina's that three-loss team I've watched the last month and have been nothing but impressed with. Right. They're playing great on both sides, and they have an edge rush, and they have a quarterback playing very well. But they could beat Clemson. Clemson could back into the ACC championship game if Miami loses at Syracuse, which isn't out of the question. Mm-hmm. Imagine, and this is a week after Dabo called the playoff the SEC Big Ten Invitational. So that's just one wrinkle that you're like, wait a minute, are you serious? And then you kind of sketch it out, and that could happen.
Yeah, Clemson wins that game and gets some help, wins the ACC championship. They end up with a bye.
Oh, like, politician Dabo.
Yeah, after saying what he said, they end up with a bye and they're on to the next round of the playoff. It's been crazy. Saturday was the craziest Saturday we've had thus far. Bill Bender joining us from the Sporting News, talking some college football ahead of rivalry weekend as well. Obviously, Indiana had their chance to prove something on Saturday. Ohio State played really well. They are really good. How do you view Indiana now coming out of that loss?
I still think they're going to get in the playoff. Now, I from two lenses, I was there at the game, and Indiana's not an Ohio State zip code. That was pretty clear. Ohio State's defense is dominant. They were home. They were angry. But I would say this. The fact that Ohio State kind of showed them up at the end of the game let me know that Indiana's on their radar. Yeah. They don't do those things to Northwestern. Mm-hmm. They don't do those things to Michigan State. So, and then Cignetti afterward, I was saying this earlier today, not the viral TV guy. He was very complimentary of Ohio State in the press conference. Very matter of fact, very confident in their playoff chances. They've got to grow from that. And the way I would say is, no, they're not there yet, but that doesn't mean they can't get in this playoff where you have 2 and 3 lost teams that haven't been consistent. You can say what you want about Indiana, but it's been pretty consistent throughout the year.
Bill, who's the best team in college football?
Ohio State right now.
Okay.
But can change. I mean, here's another one for this week. And imagine Ohio State somehow – and Michigan got my attention with 50 points over the weekend. That yeah. What if Michigan beats them? Then you get into the – and I live in Central Ohio. I've grown up in Ohio and been around it my whole life. So I will say this, that if you go – if I went outside to my bus stop when I pick up my daughter here in an hour and I asked one of the dads, hey, would you rather win the national championship or beat Michigan? I can tell you what the answer is going to be. And it's oh. It's going to be beat Michigan this year, especially. So that's that weird twisted logic where you could lose to Michigan and win the national title. And I don't think some people around here have done that math yet.
Hey, Bill, first of all, because I know you coach your baby girl, her basketball team. How did it go this year?
Hey, we're doing well. Hey, we're getting started right now. Like, we just had our preview a couple weeks ago. They're working, and you know, volleyball went well, and basketball is going to go up. The best miracle of the week was I'm helping with my son's team, too. We got through 2 schedules with 1 conflict. I was like, that's pretty good. So we'll get through the weekends and,
really good.
And through the college football playoff where I'm watching these games. So schedule maestro the last couple weeks.
My man. When you go back, and what team that is a 3-loss team that maybe brand name could get them in that 12?
Alabama, right? Okay. Isn't it? Like, they become the first – I don't know how, though, right? Like, you can't watch them
– How?
How – yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how can you watch the Oklahoma game and say that's a playoff team? The way that they play on the road versus home is just – startling to me. So maybe it's not them. Maybe it is Texas A&M wiggling through the SEC championship game. Maybe it's, I don't think Ole Miss can. So those are, I know they're going to stack up and we're going to talk about it, but I mean, Alabama is the easiest answer based on the helmet, but you can't tell me they deserve it the way that they've played in some of these road losses.
Yeah. I mean, it looked like their path to get to the championship game and find a way in was the easiest of the teams that they were kind of grouped with, and then they go out and do what they did against Oklahoma. Let's crystal ball this Saturday, Friday as well, because some of the rivalry games are Friday as well. Last Saturday was as chaotic as you'll see. Do you have any chaotic predictions for this weekend?
I think South Carolina does beat Clemson.
Oh.
I think Miami – Syracuse is interesting, but I don't get to make a prediction there because I'm not sure which Kyle McCord shows up. Ohio State takes care of their business. Here's another one that could happen that's going to infuriate people. What if Notre Dame loses out at USC and still gets in the playoff? Their mind because they lost to Northern Illinois. But again, this is the new world we live in where losses are – I've made the comparison to golf all season. It's like – and I have a lot of mulligans in those scrambles. But you get a mulligan. You get 2 now.
Do you think there's a chance, because Oregon kind of has – I know they're in the Big Ten championship game. They maybe could lose that and to Washington and still get in. Do they overlook the Washington game? This is coming from a Washington Huskies alum and diehard. Do they overlook us and let us beat them for the 4th straight time?
Let you do it, but I think you guys haven't lost at home, right?
Yep.
You got that right this morning. It's still a tough place to play. All-in game for them, and I think they can move the ball a little bit. But the problem might come – Oregon really run the football, and Washington's, had a couple games where run defense let down a little bit. I think it'll be close, though. I like Washington to – I'll give you this. I like Washington to cover. Not sure they can beat that Oregon team coming off a bye week.
Yeah, unfortunately, that game is also in Autzen, so our home field.
Oh no! I better go fix that. I thought it was at Washington. That's okay. One big error today. Not bad.
I wish it was. We haven't been like 22 straight games at home. Bill, we appreciate it.
Appreciate
Thank
it, Double B.
get in the system and change that right away. So I'll do that. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next time. Thank you.
Bill Bender there. Hey, look at that. We helped him out. In his upcoming article, he'll be sure to mention that that game will be played in Eugene, Oregon, Autzen Stadium. NBC, 7:30 kickoff. 19.5-point spread. Ugh.
You would never do that, right?
Never do what?
Like take the point. Like the plus nine.
Nah.
You would never do that. Even though it was like if you put 100 on it and you could make you win some.
If Oregon needed to win the game, maybe.
Right.
But I just think they don't need it. They're gonna rest dudes.
If they needed it, would you do it?
I would consider it. I would consider hedging my bet. I would consider hedging my bet and betting against the Washington Huskies. I would consider it. But I don't think I would do it. All right? Then I have to divorce myself. Remember when I bet against App State and my wife almost divorced me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I could bring myself to do it. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. The phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the midday show with Andy and Randy brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on hold here with an AMA question, 404-726-0929. But we'll start with Mo in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Andy, Randy, good afternoon, fellas.
Good afternoon,
what up, Mo?
Hey, look, last week I was trying to get in, man. I'm so impressed by Randy. The simple fact that he made a mention of Star Wars and Spaceballs in the same show, I was amazed. I couldn't believe what happened. Yep. That was awesome.
It's versatility.
Hey, I know, right? For Thanksgiving, my lady, she tried to make this suggestion of having a fish bowl or a seafood bowl for Thanksgiving, and we all like, hell no. So I feel like it's certain things that you have to have during Thanksgiving. For y'all, what's the one thing that you have to have? I got to have some yams, and I got to have some turkey.
Damn, y'all damn millennial. What's the group after the millennials?
Zennials.
Y'all Zennials trying to change every damn thing. That's what that sounds like. A seafood ball on Thanksgiving. Like, for real?
I mean,
come on, man.
You don't have to overcomplicate
it. You do not. You don't have to.
It's a turkey.
Hey, babe, you know what? I know we do Thanksgiving. We're going to do something different this year. We're going to have a seafood ball.
Have you ever had a Thanksgiving where the people you were with did something different?
No.
Never once?
No, because I don't hang out with folks like that, man.
Only once in my life. My dad decided one year that they didn't want to do a turkey, and they did a beef Wellington.
Now, beef Wellington is quite delightful.
It was really good.
Yes,
was really good.
It's a very delightful dish.
I think it was just surprising.
Yeah, I would understand that.
I was like, where's the turkey?
No, because the thing about it was, because I grew up so long, it was just me and Mama. Like, Mama would make a turkey. She'd make us, we get cornichons. Each of we get two cornichons.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You know how you
me
know.
And Ashley did that a couple
yeah,
of years.
Yeah, but you know, struggling, you know, sure. with the kid. Mama sure. would, you know, it was one for her, one for me.
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah, no. I don't like, there are certain holidays and certain things that I don't try to get too cute. And Thanksgiving ain't one of them.
No, you don't have to overthink
it. A seafood ball, Mo?
Yeah, come on. Low
come
country.
On, dog. Come on, come on.
That's
dog.
The one where you dump it out on the table.
It is awesome.
Like, it's great.
It's an awesome, awesome thing.
Do it Friday.
Exactly. It's an awesome, awesome thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Can't do it. And I mean, the one thing, a turkey. You got to have a turkey. I got to have a turkey on Thanksgiving.
Even if I don't eat nothing, all I'm going to eat is the turkey wing. In the maybe a turkey neck or something.
The legs?
Like the legs. I don't eat the legs. I eat the wings.
Oh.
Yeah, I love me some chicken wings.
I like wings, the
man.
Wings.
Yes. Love me some turkey wings.
The dark part of the turkey.
Yeah.
The greasy underneath part.
Yeah, I'll find some spots.
I love it. Plus, you got to make the homemade gravy, too. Got to make the gravy from the turkey drippings. Yeah, you got to do that. Don't be coming in my house with a jar of gravy.
My dude.
Yeah, get out of here.
You live in Seattle?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we make turkey and gravy in Seattle, too.
I know, but, like, how you say it, like, is how we make it in the South.
I don't think, yeah, you know.
You know
sure.
what I mean? Like, in the yeah. South.
I just, the only place I ever had gravy in a jar was in the South.
Damn. Who house y'all went to?
Don't worry about it. I already talked about the beef Wellington. And my dad did a nice job with it. It was really good. It wasn't my dad. It wasn't my dad. I'll tell you that. All right, Skip is in the Yammobile. Hey, Skip.
Boy, y'all are just too funny for me. Boy, I had to pull over. Just y'all are funny, man. Hey, right quick, I got two questions for y'all, man. Question number one is football related. Did I miss something? When did the rules change where the clock continue to run when somebody run out of bounds during the game? It only stops when it's like within the last two minutes of the half or the game. Because I see teams go out of bounds all the time, but the clock continue to run. And number two question, what show from the past, what clean show from the past, you would love to see a dirty version of? Me, I would love to see a cussing version of Sanford and Son or Friends. And y'all, let me know what y'all think. I'll holler at y'all. Right, happy holidays, fellas.
Hey, same for you, Skip. I don't even want to answer the first damn question. Because you said an uncensored version of Aunt Edna. Aunt Esther. You want to see an unedited version? Is he talking about?
I think he just means cussing.
Oh, cussing. Okay.
Because I didn't know either. When he said a dirty version, I was like, what?
A dirty version? Who want to see Esther and Fred and Woodrow? Nobody want to see that?
Never mind.
Who?
No, not that one.
Oh, Friends? I said I don't watch Friends.
Not that one.
Yeah, I don't watch Friends.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Martin. I'd probably watch.
Oh, yeah. Martin with
not because of him.
With Pam?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Man. And yeah, Pam. And, yeah. Okay, we got all that.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, we got that part.
I'd watch
that. Yeah.
I'd probably watch Friends, too.
Make a little.
Teach their own.
A little thing. Yeah. I watch, like, King of Queens when she was.
Later years?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Thighs. Yeah.
Oh, man. Just as the show went on.
Yeah, buddy.
It got better.
Yeah, buddy.
As the first one, I don't. I think. The clock will start once the ball gets spotted.
Yes.
Once you spot the ball, the clock will start again when you go out of bounds. Also, if you don't go out of bounds going forward, if you go backwards out of bounds, then the clock won't stop either. Maybe you saw that. Jamie is in Kennesaw. Hey, Jamie.
Yeah, buddy. Where's the name? Leah?
Yeah.
Leah Ramini.
Hey, Andy, Randy. Randy, congratulations on your daughter getting into UGA. Yeah. By the way, I wound up graduating from UGA. And I had a 2.0 coming out of high school. So when there's a will, there's a way. So if you want to do it, you can do it, baby. So Randy, what the heck has happened to, there's no more picture days with UGA. So that's one question. And number two is, what is y'all's bar room? Go to, like, if you're going to gamble, what would be your, like, is it pool? Is it dart?
Oh, okay. Oh, got it.
Shuffleboard?
Got it, Jamie. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know about the whole pitcher day anymore.
With UGA?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know what's going on with that. We used to do pitcher day in Georgia, and his line would always be the longest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd think that it still would be.
Yeah, I would think it would still be. And then what's the other one?
Barroom game you wouldn't mind gambling on.
Oh, man.
I like to put some money on pool. I like to shoot pool for money.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
You that good? Are you good enough
to play?
I'm okay. Oh, but I'm just saying. Like, I don't bet on nothing that I'm not good enough to do.
Yeah. I'm like, if you're talking about, like, people that play pool a lot and are really good, I'm not as good as those guys. But, like, if I'm just with regular people, I'm pretty good.
Like, I don't hustle.
I'm, like, above average.
I don't hustle nobody who got their own cue.
No, yeah, you don't want to do that.
I'm not playing nobody who got their own cue but like or
dad,
glove.
My dad had a pool table in the garage when I was a kid, so I played a lot of pool as a kid. And then we had one in college in the house. And then after college, too, I had it at the apartment. That's the someday.
Dude.
When the house, we get a bigger house or we add on to the house, whatever, pool table.
Man, really?
Do you have a pool table?
I don't play pool enough to buy one because we had one at the old house. Yeah. And I was like, I never played it.
Yeah.
And it was lights, had the red filter with the G on it.
Really? You had the Georgia G felt?
I played on that thing maybe 10 times.
Really?
I just didn't play it, just sat there and everything. But, I remember I bought myself my own cue. All right, I was going to be – oh, dude.
Did it
screw it
apart?
On, had a nice little thing, man.
Wow.
Yeah, man, you can call me damn Middle Georgia Mac. You know what I mean? That was going to be my pool name.
Middle Georgia Mac would be a great
Middle
pool
Georgia
name.
Mac, man. Middle Georgia Mac.
And Jamie talked about, times have changed. you're not getting into UGA with a 2.0 out of high school these
no,
days.
No, you are not.
You got to have all. You got to have a great GPA and a lot of other stuff.
Dude.
We got time for one more? We got time for one more. Let's do Tim in Kennesaw. What's up, Tim?
Hey, guys. This is Marine Tim. How are y'all doing?
Hello,
hey,
Tim.
What up, Timmy?
Hey, not bad. Randy, my question is for you. Do you remember the last Friday y'all were up here in Kennesaw at Twin Peaks and I told you that Miami was going to go down to Tech?
You did. I remember that.
Oh, my God. Are you calling up here to brag, Tim?
Remember, that's a three-week-old told you
oh,
so. Like, that's pretty good.
You could have called that Monday.
Hold on. I tried to call that Monday, believe me. But, no, my other question is this. Do you think there's any way in hell that they can actually beat Georgia?
Who?
Tech.
Oh, Tech. Okay, I was like, Miami or Tech? I was like, I think anything's possible. Appreciate it, Timmy. Anything's possible. Do I think they will? No, I don't. But anything's possible. But his ass waited 3 weeks to call us, because I do remember him coming in.
I remember. Yeah.
I remember, and he's one of our favorite guests. He's always at Twin Peaks at Kennesaw.
Awesome.
Always
guy.
Comes over
awesome
smiling guy. And everything like that. But, yeah. No. Yeah, 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
He said he tried.
3 weeks.
Phone lines are slammed.
3 weeks.
Phone lines are slammed, Randy.
Yeah.
Busy signals, all
three
that
weeks.
Kind of stuff. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show. Abe doesn't have one because he wasn't listening to the show today.
Oh, no, because so. You know what Abe does?
I know, his mic's not
working. Oh, I'm about to say, you know Abe is selfish. He has to always type his he don't listen. He always had to type up his articles.
I don't know.
Yeah. Brett Griffin.
And that
Brett,
makes him selfish somehow.
Yes, I don't know. Brett McMurphy knows how the sausage is made.
He does. Yes, he told us that. Randy's going to be at the pearly gates trying to holler at one of the boys. And that boy might be Moses.
And Ecclesians.
You can jerk really anything. Funny. Just ask Bucky's.
That's true.
Hey, man. Y'all know what I meant, all right? All right. And Andy said they got ostrich jerky.
Not like, at Bucky's. Not at Bucky's. At the place up in Dahlonega. My jerky spot.
Dude, ostrich jerky. That don't go together. It does not.
Tasted good.
But y'all believe that. You mean to tell
it
me
it might
that
not even be
you
ostrich.
Mean exactly. You mean to tell me these folks in Dahlonega, which is a nice place, fun place, that they done ran down a damn ostrich in Dahlonega and got the jerky out of it? Hell no.
To get the jerky out of it.
You think that's an ostrich? You think they got an ostrich farm in Dahlonega? They might have one of them petting farms.
Yeah.
And they took one of them out.
Yeah, they took one out.
Yeah, like them, like Barry. You know,
it died of old age.
There's always a bear that works at the construction site
uh-huh.
that knows some stuff. Bear done pegged him with a rock and knocked him out and then cut him up.
And they took the jerky out of him.
Get
out
of here.
All right. See what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.